Listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey, Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Oh, unfortunately, we just can't have nice things like Donald Trump wax statues at wax museums in Texas. People keep punching him or it. Soz. Wrong pronoun. We talked about rum and the new mixer in town, and we paid our respects to the Colonel. We already paid our respects to the Colonel, but due to the nature of podcasting, we are about to now pay our respects to the Colonel. Story from overseas.
On the other side of the ocean.
All you can eat and drink KFC opens in Japan. Big. I promised you huge news out of the KFC Tokyo circuit. Have I not delivered huge news out of the KFC Tokyo circuit? The fried chicken giant has rolled out all-you-can-eat buffet-style restaurants in Tokyo and Osaka, which offers customers a menu of 50-plus dishes, including chicken, drinks, and desserts. We got all the big dogs, all the high flyers there. Now, the chicken, of course, you got the drumsticks, the breasts, the rib cages, and all those other weird parts of the chicken that you didn't really know existed until the Colonel dipped them in his liquid gold. You've obviously got your zingers, your fillets, your wicked wings, all the poultry products, the drinks. I like the drinks at KFC because they go against the grain, don't they? Nowhere did the Colonel say, yeah, let's just go right down the middle with your Coca-Colas, your Fantas, your Sprites. No, they've gone down the Pepsi route. Pepsi Max, Mountain Dew, Sun-Kissed. Those are the drinks of the gods. And the desserts. Chocolate mousse? Chocolate mousse, anyone? Gotta want to go. Hashtag BRB, just looking up costs of flights to Japan, guys. And all-you-can-eat dinner will set you back around $30. That's not bad for an all-you-can-eat. That's about 2,580 yen for those playing at home. Completely free for children 3 and under, which I like, because most children under 3 are too immature for a job and can't pay their way for an all-you-can-eat KFC bucket. And they'll be perfectly content with a drumstick or two, probably just a little sippy cup of Sunkist for the small fella. Dinner sittings last for 80 minutes per customer. And includes free refills for soft drinks. Now, that's a lot of time. I like that they put a time limit on because you don't want to abuse the Colonel's privileges. The Colonel has been pretty nice offering an all-you-can-eat Japanese-style KFC buffet with all the chicken drinks and desserts you can handle. You wouldn't want people to then start abusing that by just like holding post at 1 p.m. and not leaving till close of business at 1 a.m. That's not what the Colonel's about. That's not what this all-you-can-eat Japanese-style KFC buffet is about. 80 minutes. You get your money's worth. You'll roll out of there. Free refills for soft drinks. Nice. Little touch. Hungry Jack's paved the way. The Colonel has put the full stop on it. There used to be all-you-can-eat KFCs in Australia back in the early 90s. It was the ultimate way to pay your respects to Colonel Sanders. To attend the buffet would be to pay respects to the Colonel. We'd go every Sunday, much like a church. The Colonel was and still is my disciple. There's no doubt about that. Even though the buffet is long gone, I'll still make sure that I pledge my faith to the godfather of fried gold every now and then. I still practice my deep fried faith today. I'm not just saying this. I don't think anyone loves KFC as much as me. And that's a big statement, but I'm going to stick by it tonight. And I'm not just creating headlines. I don't think there is one person out there who loves KFC more than me.
The power of the Colonel compels you.
Yeah, he does. He does. Come at me. He compels me every day. Everything I do it for the Colonel. I am a member of a Facebook page called Solo K, which is a page dedicated to those people who want to eat KFC but don't have any friends who want to eat KFC at the same time. So they just post a picture of them with their KFC meal by their lonesome. And then the Facebook community, the online guys, get around me and I get around them as well. Blokes and their Zinger Boxes is another great Facebook group where people just upload their Zinger Boxes and themselves, if you're a bloke. Blokes and their Zinger Boxes. I am a firm fan of the chicken, all the pieces, the wings, the burgers, the chips, the potato and gravy. For me, I leave the coleslaw to the little guys. I think that just slows me down. I'm not too fond of the bread rolls, if we're being completely honest either. I think they are speed bumps getting in the way of a three-piece feed.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
Like I said, nobody loves KFC more than me. And I want 3353, if you'd like to pledge your faith to the Colonel, sure, by all means. Try and convince the Colonel why you are more of a KFC fan than me. I ordered one, and this is hand on heart, swear on the Colonel's life, that I will order extra chicken so I can have the culled pieces of chicken for breakfast the next day. 6 pieces for breakfast after 15 pieces the night before. 15 plus 6, 21 piece page.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
One time, and I swear on the Colonel's life, I did this on radio, actually. We've got audio evidence. I got a 21-piece feed delivered to the studio, ripped the skins off the 21 pieces of chicken, and just ate 21 pieces of bowl skin all night.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
Because I'm a sucker for the 11 herbs and spices, and that's what I do. I once ordered a family feast. I live by myself.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
You don't know bliss and death at the same time until you've had 15 pieces of chicken, a large potato and gravy, a 1.25-litre Pepsi Max, 2 large chips, and a bread roll for $34.95. That's just what I do. 133353, the lengths you've gone to, the menu hacks, the big orders, the chicken thoroughfare. You're a big KFC fan? Power of the Colonel compels me.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
133353, I have put out the big call that nobody, not you, not you, not you, sure as hell not you, and definitely not you, love KFC as much as I do. What's your biggest show of faith to the Colonel is the question. Craig in Frankston, good evening.
How are we, boys?
Well, we share a deep love and mutual respect for the Colonel.
Absolutely.
Well, how have you paid your faith?
Well, I'm a truck driver and I average about 3 to 4 go-buckets of popcorn chicken every day, sir.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
Great. I assume that you have almost like a route that you go through. You know all the KFC hotspots on the side of the highways, almost like a pilgrimage to Mecca. As you
Absolutely.
Take your way through this nation, stopping off, seeing the big rotating buckets from a long distance away. Now, small meals, but frequent meals. Is that the aim of the game? That's your strategy?
It's a manual truck, so it's so much easier to eat a go bucket on the way.
Yeah, of course. This is a man who has it all down pat. He's got his strategy. And the power of the Colonel compels you.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
Shane in Port Macquarie.
Good day, mate.
How have you shown your faith to the great man with the moustache?
Mate, I've been having Kentucky for about 40-odd years now. Back in, yeah, and basically the same meal every week for those 40-odd years. I love the Colonel.
Compels you.
You do love the Colonel.
Except you notice the grease levels have dropped, I'm shattered to say.
I know. It's an unfortunate way that the Colonel has decided to go. I like that you refer to it just as Kentucky. You are speaking about Kentucky Fried Chicken so much that you have no time to add the F and the C. And you've earned the right, to be honest. 40 years, weekly KFC stuff. You've earned the right to say the K word just by itself. What is the meal? What is the meal by curiosity?
The three-piece feed, mate, which I add wicked wings to these days.
Of course, you have to. what's the drink of choice? You strike me as a Mountain Dew kind of guy.
No, I'm a solo guy, mate. Slam it down fast.
Solo,
of course.
Of course, the third crusher.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
Stuart in Wallen, good evening. Oh, no, he's gone. Well, obviously not as faithful as some. Shane, oh, no, Chris on the Central Coast. Good evening to you.
Oh, g'day, Danny. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks. You sound like a man who has devoted his life to the Colonel.
No, actually, I've switched teams. You've dead set got to try the Red Rooster crispy, crunchy fried chicken. And I guarantee you'll never eat KFC again.
Get this man off the show. This guy's going to hell. You won't tar the big man like that.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
More calls coming through on 133353. It's disappointing. The great thing about the Colonel is he will forgive Chris as long as Chris forgives himself. John in Mildura, you heard the blasphemy that was going on with the Red Rooster before. It was very unpleasant.
Yeah. I actually had to sit down, mate. Couldn't believe it.
Yeah. I'm usually a stand kind of guy in the radio studio. I pulled down a chair as well. We all took a collective breath, and unfortunately all you can do is shake your head to these non-believers. But what compels you in terms of the Colonel?
I agree with you, but I sort of disagree. I could actually do the Colonel with potato and gravy, that with the fresh bread rolls and a big chips.
I see.
That would do me. I mean, I get that. I get the skin is so good, and I can understand why someone would eat a truckload of it because that is good. But
sure.
I'm a simple man. I'm like an Amish sort of man. I could just do potatoes with fried potatoes, I suppose.
Yeah.
And just with a little, some bread rolls.
And more power to you. And you know what? You know what, John?
What?
The power of the Colonel compels you.
The power of the Colonel compels you.
A man who can break bread roll and pay his respects that way, just with a simple slurping of gravy and a couple of chips on the side, is a man who has reached spiritual enlightenment. Little Brother Trucker in Townsville. Hello, Little Brother Trucker. Coming in loud and clear, Little Brother Trucker.
Copy.
Are you Little Brother Trucker?
Yeah, mate. Yeah. Hey, point of order, first of all. You can't swear on the Colonel's life because he died 41 years ago.
Oh, sorry about that, everyone. When you do 15 five-minute speeches a night, you're bound to screw up every now and then, but noted. Won't do it again.
All right. Now that we've got that settled, back in the 70s, I used to go to Homestead Chicken on Bondi Beach, one block from my house. And I hate mushrooms, but I used to love their golden fried mushrooms. And, they disappeared long ago, so nowadays it's only Kentucky.
Yeah, nice. The power of the Colonel compels you as well.
The Colonel compels you!
He is a man who understood that he just liked deep-fried mushrooms from a rival chicken shop back in the day. Then they stopped selling the deep-fried mushrooms by the sounds of it. And now he is a man who also liked Kentucky Fried Chicken. Didn't talk much about the Kentucky Fried Chicken, but nevertheless, John, in Campbelltown.
Benny, how are you?
Good, thanks. More chicken, less mushrooms. That'd be my advice moving forward.
Yeah, I think so. But what I wanted to say was... I've got three children and my stepdaughter and two sons, and they're all adults now.
Oh, great. But three children is in the number.
Their first job was all at Kentucky.
Oh, great.
the first job they got. So I'm definitely under the power. But do you remember they used to have corn? I used to love the corn.
You know what? I didn't remember until just the second you said it. And I used to love the corn as well.
The corn was beautiful. It was all buttery and salty and
Yes, of course.
Just dripping, running down your...
Your chin, yes. Absolutely.
Yes, yes. But I'm definitely a zinger man, mate. I love the zingers.
A zinger man through and through. From one zinger man to another, bonding over the forgotten corn of the Colonel. And I believe that's why they called him the Colonel in the end, because he did great corn kernels. He knew how to put a corn kernel on the cob. And,
chicken and corn just goes hand in hand,
It does. It does. And it helps break up the chicken in the lower digestive tract as well. It beggars belief why they took the corn off the menu, to be honest. Jamie and Heathcote, let's wrap this up on 133353. Tuesday Mass is all but over in the KFC church tonight. What's your faith to the Colonel?
Mate, I live half an hour away from KFC.
Great.
By myself. I live by myself. So when I go in, I got the family meal, eat on the way home, eat the next day, and free some for when I need it.
Nice. It sounds to me like you bulk buy. You hoard KFC.
I buy basically a bucket, mate. So, yeah.
Country a bucket, yes. Like toilet paper during a pandemic.
I do swap one lot of chips for a coleslaw, but yeah.
More you're a coleslaw guy?
I can for a bit, yeah.
Can be for a bit, yeah. We can all be a coleslaw boy for a bit.
The power of the Colonel compels you!
Great chats.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast.
Big news for the Rum Consortium. Bundaberg Rum is releasing a limited edition premixed alcoholic drink. But what is it? Okay, well, I'm going to give it to you. Creaming soda. Creaming soda. Everyone knows rum and coke is one of your taste buds' favourite concoctions. For whatever reason, it just goes perfectly together. Yeah, and I can't put my finger on it. As someone who's 6 years sober, hashtag every day's a struggle, but who used to take down quite the dollop of rum back in my day with a nice coke on the side. Oh, it was just something about the subtle tones, the oaky timbres of the rum mixed with the fizzy bubbler of the Coca-Cola. The effervescence was something that was just mellowed out by just the right nip of rum. Times eight to get you real turned up. Usually it's a Coke game, isn't it? Sometimes Diet Coke if you're watching your cows. Pepsi, if that's your thing. Maybe sarsaparilla if you're going to go a little crazy. but there's a new mixer that's entering the game for a short period of time, and it will no doubt divide the masses. Bundaberg Rum is releasing the limited edition NRL-inspired creaming soda that's paired with its iconic rum. Bundy Rum and Creaming Soda. 7 News posted a picture of the can that pays homage to the Queensland Maroons ahead of State of Origin later this year. Oh, I see. It's a colours game. That's why they've got involved. The cans will sadly only be available in the Sunshine State, meaning you'll have to fly or drive across state borders to get your grubby mitts on them if you live outside Queensland. Yeah, or just buy a bottle of rum and some creaming soda. Don't do that. Don't go, oh, kids, road trip, get in the Tirana. Nah, creaming soda's forced me to play my hand. Cancel the holidays. And just buy a bottle of rum and tweak around with the ratios to make your own mix. Opinion was definitely split on the new pre-mixed alcoholic drink, with some saying that they reckon it would be bloody delicious, and others dry-retching at the thought of it. One person wrote, I can't stand rum, but I kind of want to try this. Ooh, bit rum curious. Another added, yep, can't wait to give this a go. Any excuse for a rumbo? 1-3-5-3, what have you mixed with your rum? Now, what are you mixing with your rum? What did you just mix with your rum? Because for too long, it's been a Coke, Pepsi and sarsaparilla kind of game. Got a message on the Facebook from Amanda saying, I've been mixing rum with either dry ginger ale or ginger beer. Interested to hear about another potential mixer. Well, you've just heard, Amanda Jane, it's the creaming soda dream. 1-3-3-5-3, what are you mixing with your rum? Could we take the edge off a little by just, instead of just saying whatever you mix with your rum, that you sing it in the tune of Little Drummer Boy? And just, for example, if it was Sunkissed, I add some Sunkissed to my rum, 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 rum. I think that's going to take the edge off it just slightly. I'll be keen to see how many rum drinkers are on board with this kind of tomfoolery. Good evening to you, Paul.
I drink Captain Morgan with my rubber bump. No, sorry, I drink Captain Morgan. Dr. Pepper, sorry. I tried.
He gave it a crack. And that's all you can ask with the rum drinkers. So Captain Morgan and Dr. Pepper, fine alliance, it sounds like, with not only a rum brand, but a soft drink brand as well. Is this a frequent thing? Is this on the reg?
Yeah, it is regular. And then every now and then, just some cherry Dr. Pepper, if the 7-Eleven's got some. Yeah, I'll grab a can of cherry. So.
It sounds like you're a very open-minded rum drinker, and it sounds like you live near a very open-minded 7-Eleven as well. Very rarely do I get the thrill of a cherry Dr. Pepper at the 7-Eleven. Usually it's just a Mrs. Max sausage roll and a Fanta for me, straight up. Nice.
Yeah, there's one up the coast that just seems to have one. They stock Dr. Pepper, so yeah.
Right. Well, it's unpretentious. It's unpretentious from you, Paul. Well done. Peter on the Facebook, he said, rum and creaming soda is yum. 3! And then he also says, good with apple juice too. Use mercury cider at 6.9%. You won't remember anything in the morning. 6 years sober, Peter. Good for you, but stop being an enabler. Amanda in New South Wales, g'day.
Hey, Danny. If I sang, I would scare your listener base away, so I won't.
Come on, challenge yourself, Amanda Jane. Come on, challenge yourself to a better rum, 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 rum.
No, not tonight, because how do I fit? I drink rum with alcoholic ginger beer into that little...
I put alcoholic ginger beer in my rum, 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 rum. Then it fills in my tum, 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 tum. Then the next morning it comes out of my bum, 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 bum. Sorry, freestyle Tom Rum. My bad.
Perfect. Yeah. Absolutely perfect. I could not have done it any better.
So you're double mixing. You're double mixing?
Only on special occasions.
On special occasions. Oh, yeah, when it comes for it. Yeah, birthdays, bar mitzvahs. Yeah, you name it. Gary in New South Wales. Hello.
Hey. I mix Mountain Dew with Bundaberg rum.
Whoa! Now we're cooking. Very nice. And congratulations on you from refraining from the KFC church earlier on tonight. It would have been very easy for you to get involved straight away with your Mountain Dew gear there. He saved it for later on in the night. He knew some rum stuff was coming. This is great. Too often it has been a brown liquid game. It's been a brown spirit with a brown soft drink. When did you come across this? Curiosity? Curious?
One night that was pretty much all I had, and I mixed it up. It was pretty good, so I call it a Mount Bundy.
Nice. I love it when a man creates his own cocktail, he names it, and it's out of necessity, usually. It's out of desperation. There's nothing else there. A man has a decision to make. Will he be doing rum shots all night, or will he experiment with the Mountain Dew bottle? Well done, Gary. Yeah. Good for you. Kathy in Melbourne, you know the drill.
I know. I'm not going to sing it because none of it rhymes.
It just none of it has to rhyme.
There's nothing worse than a song that does not rhyme. But okay. This is what the people actually, the old people have been drinking this concoction in Bundaberg for many, many years, nearly as long as it's been around, and it's rum, lime, and water.
Whoa, hang on. Backtrack there, sister. Turn around. Do a 180. U-turns are allowed here. Water.
Yep. That is meant to be the medicinal drink, rum, lime, and water.
Nice. And I'm just imagining myself as the Bundaberg polar bear right now. And Nip a Bundy?
Yep.
A Bundy, full water, and then a small ball of glass of water, and then just a splash of lime.
Yeah, good bit of lime, yeah. And they don't wake, you know, that's just kept them going for all those years.
Yeah, nice.
So there you go.
Yeah, oh, great.
True story.
What strenuous activities are you doing in the background at the moment?
Oh, sorry, I just got home. I'm packing the car.
Good idea. Danny Lakey on Triple M. Donald Trump waxwork removed from museum because people keep punching it in the face. It seems the visitors to Louis Tussauds wax. Louis Tussauds, the male version of Madame Tussauds. Madame had a brother, Louis, a little known Louis. Louis Tussauds waxworks in San Antonio, Texas, have been taking out their Trump-related frustrations by cold-cocking his likeness. It's happened so often the museum has had to move the waxwork into storage. We all have our particular political preferences. It's important not to take your anger and political views out on said waxwork. These are struggling businesses. Louis Tussauds waxwork is not immune to the pandemic. You can't be punching Louis Tussauds' waxy properties. They punched and scratched the figure, inflicting so much damage that management had it pulled from public view, said Clay Stewart. He's the regional manager for the museum, if you didn't know. Punched is one thing, scratched the figure. I think that's worse than punching when it comes to wax figures. I think getting your claws in there out of wax, digging out little bits of it, that's very tough to fill back in. I think a punch, at least the wax will momentarily snap back into place. A scratch, I can't see yourself recovering from that in the wax world. Museum owner Clay Stewart is not happy. He continued saying, when it's a highly political figure, attacks can be a problem. That'd be the most violent wing of the wax museum, I think. I think people can probably stomach the celebrities, even the Kardashian and Kanye's of the corners. But I think the political madness is where the waxy work comes undone. It's not just Trump who's faced this sort of reaction, however. Stewart told the newspaper that other presidents have received a similar fate. We've always had trouble with the president's section because no matter what president it was, George W., Barack Obama, or Trump, they've all had people beat them up, he said. The ears were torn off Obama 6 times. Oh, no, not Barack. And then Bush's nose was punched in too. People are just aggressive about their political party. Yeah, people get passionate. And it was quite a sight because we actually went down to a Louis Tussauds wax work in San Antonio the other day. Okay, everyone, welcome to the politician area of Madame Tussauds. To the left over here, we have President George Bush.
Why is his nose all squished?
Never mind that. If we turn our attention to President Barack Obama down here.
Where have his ears gone?
Oh, it appears they've been ripped off.
We've been ripped off. This museum's a piece of crap.
No, no, sir. Here is President Donald J. Trump, one of our more popular... Please do not punch the Donald Trump wax statue, sir. He's just had a fresh coat of orange paint. Please wait for it to dry before punching the figure. Over here, we have ex-Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, whose chest hair appears to have been picked off, and someone thought it'd be funny to pull his budgie smugglers down to his ankles. Let me just fix that. If we move swiftly past ex-Prime Minister Kevin Rudd, he's under repair after someone drew glasses and a fake moustache on him late last week. And over here, the current Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, who appears to have Nutella smeared all over the back of his trousers and McDonald's fries stuffed into his mouth again. Cleaning department to the politician area, please. Cleaning department to the politician area. We've had another Nutella-based incident on Scott Morrison.
Don't.
And not to get all political or anything, but I think the world is probably a better place if we all just assume and agree, and I think most of us do, that ScoMo did shit himself at an Engadine Macca's back in 1997.
Triple M.